There's no blueprint to success, but people have achieved success. If you follow the right people, do the right things, people set examples and you can follow it. Chasing a goal and something hits you and you think it's the end of the world, maybe it's not. Just shift your perspective and it can change your life.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You know, I have a strong interest in mixed martial arts and Brazilian jiu-jitsu. One of my favorite podcasters, Joe Rogan, has a description of MMA. I think it's really applicable. He calls it high-level problem-solving with dire physical consequences. Pretty much sums it up. And I can't think of a better reason to want to be on top of your game when you're considering getting in the ring and throwing gloves. There's no better reason to be physically fit and to work a good fitness program. Today's guest is Landry Ward. He's a professional MMA fighter with a record of 8-1-0. He goes by Lone Star Kid. He's our guest today, and we get to the bottom of how he stays physically fit. I hope you enjoy this episode. Well, Landry, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on the podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you all for having me.
I'm super excited. I am a huge MMA fan, and I focus a lot of my entertainment on fights and following the fighters there. To get the opportunity to talk to somebody who's made it to your level is really exciting to me. Why don't you tell the folks a little bit about yourself, who you are, and what you do?
I'm a professional MMA fighter, record of 8-1. I actually have another fight coming up here October 6th back in Dallas, Texas. I've been fighting professionally now since 2019. That's about 4 or 5 years. And this wasn't my first thing I wanted to do. I wanted to play football my whole life. I played football up until I was 18, leaving high school. Had a chance to go play a lower level college football. Decided to take a year off and try to get better and walk on to a bigger school. Then about 3-4 months before the walk-on day, I went into an MMA gym, fell in love after being out of competition for a year, year and a half. Got that competitive itch back, and now here we are. That was 7 years since I've started training now. 7 years later, we're here.
When you say a professional fighter, does that mean that's your full-time job? And maybe give our listeners a little bit of an idea of what that looks like on a daily and weekly basis.
Being a professional fighter definitely is my full-time job, training twice a day, sometimes three if I can sneak one in there and my body's filling up to it. I'll have a hard training session in the morning, recover during the day, eat the right things, keep my body feeling good, get the proper rest, go get another session in at night, and that's 6 days a week, sometimes seven if my body's feeling good to go for a seventh day, sometimes training as hard as I have to that my body's beat up and sometimes I need a full day to just get some sleep and rest. But yeah, being a professional fighter, it's got to be everything you do. If not, you can go into the cage and it'll be a rough night if you're not all into it. This isn't a sport you can be halfway in and halfway out.
Landry, as you talk about training, is that specific to your fighting or do you do like weight training or is it like more calisthenics? What type of training and how do you mix it up between preparing your body and then actually preparing for a fight?
The training split, a lot of it is mostly fight training. I do lift weights and do strength and conditioning twice a week. But the way we do our strength and conditioning, it's high-paced stuff. We lift a little bit heavy, but a lot of it's like maintaining, sometimes pushing that threshold of gaining more strength if we're a little further out from a fight. Because when you're getting closer to the fight, you don't want to be lifting too heavy, putting on too much muscle mass. Because in this sport, you got to cut weight and things like that. So if you're further out from a fight, we will lift a little more heavy. But the closer you get to a fight, the more you're doing lower weight stuff, just high rep, getting the cardio and muscular endurance going. But every day I have specific fighting training, whether it's jiu-jitsu, wrestling, striking, or mixing it all together.
Take us to that moment, Landry, when you realized that you wanted to go professional. Because when we started out, this was obviously something that was probably new to you. You enjoyed the competition of it. But when did you catch a glimpse of the fact that you might really have potential here and this might be something that you could go professional with?
That's a good question because it not being something I was thinking like, oh, I want to do this when I first went into the gym. I didn't think of when it hit me that I'm going to do this. I had my first amateur fight 8 months after I first started training. I had played football in front of a big crowd, but that fight, it was a very small venue and there was like, I don't know, maybe 700-800 people. Which is kind of a lot for your first fight. You don't see that at amateur shows. It was a 3-round fight, pretty back and forth. Took some hits, gave some hits. I was there. We went toe-to-toe the whole time, and it was just a lot of people, a lot of energy, and it was just a different feeling. I actually took a loss in that fight, and it was just like, that was fun. I'll be back to do this again for sure. Fast forward, I had about 3 more amateur fights after that. I won all of those by knockout. And I guess that first taste of defeat, it hurt, but I knew I wasn't anywhere near where I could be. And I just kept showing up day by day. And then I had a coach who I'm actually still with today. He's the first coach I started with. He's been by my side at every fight. And he instilled a belief in me too, and was telling me, you got a lot of talent, you could be good at this. And he put belief in me and put work into me and saw the work ethic I had and the work I put in. I slowly started getting better, and he slowly started being there for me. It clicked. I wanted to do it for me, and then wanted to do it for him as well.
I just love that. And I'm curious about, like, when that switch flipped in your mind. You're obviously fit. You were fit before you started fighting. Had you had any prior fighting experience?
A few street fights.
Okay.
That's it. My brother wrestled, and it's not fighting, but wrestling is definitely the closest you'll get to the combat sports side of things. My brother wrestled in high school. I was around it a little bit, but I didn't cater to it much. It's funny because our running backs coach in high school, he was the wrestling coach, and he'd try to get me to go because I was around there with my brother. And looking back now, I'm like, what was I thinking? Why didn't I go? But that's life. You always get in situations later on down the road and look back and you're like, man, I had the opportunity to do something that would have helped with this a while ago, but no experience, just sports. Played the American sports my whole life too, baseball, basketball. But football is what I stuck with in high school. And I actually think that helps a lot, just the athleticism and especially the mental reps you get playing football and the discipline and everything. You can bring that into fighting too, mm-hmm. and it helps a lot.
I know a lot of runners, and obviously you have to run and you have to do sprints to improve your time. How does a fighter improve his speed? Because speed is paramount in the ring. I know fighters want to improve that. How do you improve hand speed?
So working on hand speed, you've probably seen them training, hitting mitts with their coaches or hitting the bag. There's a speed bag that when you do, boxers do a lot. That gets the shoulders nice and firing and strong. That'll help with the hand speed. Bag work, hitting the heavy bag helps with the hand speed. And then, yeah, hitting pads with your coach and working on reaction stuff with your coach, that improves the hand speed a lot. And that's just when your coaches have the mitts on and you see them catching for their fighters.
The first time you get hit, and it's a hit that kind of stops you there for a second, how do you prepare mentally to keep going? I know you're a fighter, but that first hit's got to be like a wake-up call.
To be honest, I don't think anything will prepare you for that. Taking some hits in football, so I knew it was a little tough from that. I've been banged up, had a couple rough ones in football. So I knew what it felt like from that perspective, but it's a lot different when you get punched in the face and it's just you in there in front of hundreds, maybe thousands of people. Nothing really will prepare you for that. That's the thing where when you're in there and it happens, you'll find out real quick if you're built for it or if you're going to fold.
So you'd mentioned that you spend a lot of your day resting and recovering. And I can tell you're pretty young. And so I might let you in on a little secret. I'm not quite as young as you. And I recognize that the older I get, I still am able to push myself really hard in the gym. But the recovery aspect of bouncing back from those workouts gets harder and harder. And I think a lot of our listeners might relate to that. So I'm curious, what do you like to do when you talk about recovering? What are some of the tactics and the techniques that you use to make sure that you're recovering properly between your workouts?
Recovery is a workout in itself. That will help you grow your muscles and anything, your cardio, whatever. If you're pushing really hard in the gym, day in, day out, redlining your body, doing it too much, eventually you'll see a decrease in performance. So you need those rest days they'll actually propel you. If you feel like you're not doing something and you're getting worse, but your body's telling you, hey, we need a rest, you got to listen to your body. Can't be too hard-headed. I like ice baths or just chilling. I'll get a little stretch in for like an active recovery, but nothing too strenuous. Just light stretching, getting the blood flowing a little bit. Unless my body's really running to the ground, I don't like completely sitting still all day. What I'll do is either ice baths with some heat as well, ice and hot tub, and then stretching. That's my biggest recovery.
So we're talking to Landry Ward, the Lone Star Kid. And where can folks find you? Where can they see you fight?
My next fight will be on UFC Fight Pass with a promotion called LFA. I do have a couple highlights on YouTube. I think there's some fights on YouTube. If you search up Landry Ward, they should come up. I got a YouTube channel that I'll start posting more content on. So if you want to follow that now, I'll be getting more content going up to it. That'll be Lone Star Kid MMA on YouTube as well. I have highlights and stuff on Instagram. Seeing a lot more personal stuff on Instagram too. All the social media outlets.
When you are preparing for a fight, in between fights, are there certain goals you have to reach to know that, hey, I'm going to be ready for this fight? Or is it just a bigger picture scenario as you prepare for a fight?
Maybe a little bit of both. Not necessarily hitting these little goals during training, but the little showing up every day to practice, doing the right things. If you miss a practice, it's only because you needed that recovery and your body was killing you and you knew you're going to do a detriment to it. Not because you're like, I'm a little sore, I'm going to take the day off. Doing everything right will give you that confidence in your mind to be ready to go into that fight.
Everybody that achieves something great sets a goal and they move toward it. And it sounds like that's your story. But along the way, a lot of people are inspired by others. Who are some of your idols?
I take inspiration from a lot of people. They say there's no blueprint to success, but people have achieved success. If you follow the right people, do the right things, people set examples and you can follow it. Obviously, a big one for me when I first started fighting was Conor McGregor. He started to make his rise as I started to get into the sport. That was a big one who wanted to look after a little bit of my style of fighting was after him. But just the greats too. Anyone who's achieved great things, taking little things from them. Outside of fighting, I'm a big Inky Johnson fan. If you don't know, he's a motivational speaker. He played football himself. He was about to go to the NFL. Two games into his senior year, he got paralyzed in half of his body. And instead of thinking the world's against him and nothing good can happen to him, he used that as motivation to change his life and others' lives. Yeah, if you're chasing a goal and something hits you and you think it's the end of the world, maybe it's not. Just shift your perspective and change your perspective and you can change your life. And David Goggins, he's another motivation. I think for the runners out there, I did a David Goggins challenge. It's called the 4x4x48. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's you run 4 miles every 4 hours for 48 hours.
Killer. Absolutely killer.
Man, when I tell you, that's the hardest thing. Even including fighting, I think that's the hardest thing I've done. If you want to see where you're at mentally and where you can push yourself, I recommend trying that challenge. Mm-hmm. It's good. But yeah, just taking motivation from greats and even people who aren't greats who are chasing success. There's little specks of stuff you can add to your own life.
What are some of those characteristics or character traits that make any of us successful at a fitness goal or an endeavor in fitness? Obviously, you have some of those and have magnified them to the point where you have gone professional, but I think a lot of those are translatable. So what would you say are some of the most important characteristics that we can incorporate into our training?
Some of the most important characteristics, I say discipline is definitely top of the list. If you're not disciplined, there's very little chance that you'll do great things. I think you have to be a self-motivated person. You could be somebody who takes motivation from somebody else, but I believe if you're not motivated by doing great things yourself and you can't tell yourself what you need to do and what you want to do, then and you have to take it from somebody else, that'll be tough for you because there's going to be days when you hit hard times and you got to look in the mirror and have that conversation with yourself. Why am I doing this? What do I need to do? Have the right conversation and the right answers for yourself. Stay disciplined is the biggest one. Self-motivated.
What is that conversation? What does that look like when you're looking in the mirror on those days that you don't want to go in and go train? What does that conversation look like to Landry Ward?
You look in the mirror, say, hey, I'm beat up. I don't know if I want to do it. And then that voice in your head says, well, this is what we do. That's it. There's no other answer. Just this is what we got to do. And we'll go take care of business. You can feel sorry for yourself another day.
Sounds like David Goggins.
I love the simplicity of that. Too many people are looking for some great Newt Rockne speech. Sometimes it's just get up and do it. Stop being a wimp. Get up and do it. Landry, we've been talking about the physical side of it. You did speak a little bit about the mental side. How do you feel your training? And what does it look like as you prepare towards a fight? Do you eat a lot more carbs, a lot more protein? How do you feel your training?
Everything's pretty strict, especially when you got to manage your weight and then eventually cut weight the week of the fight. High carb, high protein, vegetables as well. Then the closer that we start to get to the fight, we'll cut down the carbs. The carbs will start to drop. It'll be more of a high protein, very low in fiber. Just got to start pulling everything off of you. To be honest, I meal plan the same stuff almost every day. I might switch it up a little bit, but high carb, high protein, and start cutting the carbs when you get closer to the fight.
So you were telling us that you train often 6 days a week, but how often are you actually getting into the ring for a fight? How many times a year are you fighting?
We try to shoot for 4 fights a year. Usually it's typically 3, but it all depends on how your body's feeling, how the fight before went. Did you have any injuries in training? There's so many outside factors that play into it. Ideally, get 4 in. Usually for the most part, I've gotten 3 in a year. I wanted to get 4 this year. Actually had a quick turnaround this time. I tried to fight in the beginning of the year, had one of those outside factors of little injury, little stuff outside of the gym affecting. Fought in July. Now I'm having a little bit of a quick turnaround fight in October 6th, and we'll see where we go from there.
So do you normally try to space them out equally? If you were to have 4 a year, would that be like every 3rd month you would try? Is that ideal?
That would be ideal. Okay. If you go and have a quick finish, no damage in a fight, you can turn around a little bit sooner.
You said Conor McGregor is one of your people that inspired you. In fighting, there are different personalities. Are you the braggadocious like Conor McGregor? Or are you more like the silent assassin? Where do you fall in that spectrum?
That's a good question. I think I fall in the middle. I'm not arrogant and brash and stuff like that. My ego has a little bit of that in it, but it doesn't come out a lot unless it's forced to come out by somebody acting that way towards me. I can definitely play that part a little bit, put the cockiness out there when I need to, when I want to. But I'm more of a stay quiet and go get the job done and let the actions speak for themselves.
I know in fighting that emotions really don't get into it, right? Because you have to stay calm in the ring regardless of what happens. How do you prepare for that, though? Because us normal folk, we get hit. We get angry and stuff. Obviously, we're not professionals, but how do you prepare the mental side to stay focused in that adversity?
Sure. You heard people say that. Man, I get hit and I see red. You're in danger. Really, it's just being in the fire every day in and day out in the training room. I train with a lot of high-level guys, so you're going to take your licks. You're going to get hit. And if you get out of character and want to start going crazy, trying to hit them too much and not in a technical, tactical way, you're going to get pieced up even more. It's really being in the fire day in and day out with high-level guys and knowing that this is going to happen. Now we just got to figure out what's the next best move to go and get our licks back and not get hit again. Experience would be the best way to put it.
Where do you see yourself going with all this? Where does this story continue on and where does it end for Landry?
I don't know where it ends, but I will say the story does continue and I will have a UFC gold belt around my waist within the next 6 years. I put everything into this sport. I do everything right, chasing this dream, and I'll make it happen. I'll get a gold belt around my waist, maybe 2, and we'll see what happens after that. Can't necessarily write where it ends, but I know we are headed towards a gold belt.
That's a massive goal in your industry. Our users are people who are getting new into fitness and trying to either lose weight or get a little stronger. What would you tell a person who's in that beginning phase, whether it be weightlifting or starting to lose weight or perhaps contemplating getting into MMA fighting? Where would somebody start to get into your sport?
To get into the sport, man, just find a local jiu-jitsu gym near you, MMA gym, and go do some classes. Jiu-jitsu is something that will humble you real quick and also just give you that desire like, dang, that was fun. And I get to burn calories and lose weight while doing this. It's just something that'll get your mind right. For anybody trying to lose weight, chasing a goal or anything, if things feel stuck and things aren't coming off or moving at the pace you think it would, just know that you got to keep doing the right things and eventually it will happen. Don't let setbacks or defeats get you stuck and make you go do the wrong thing and set yourself back even more. Setbacks are a part of life and failure creates success. Failure happens, dust yourself off, pick yourself back up and keep working, keep pushing forward and things will fall into place.
Landry, this has been really fun to sit down and talk with you. I think we're all excited and we'll be watching for you in the future. We would love to see you reach that goal within 6 years. Is that what you said? So we will keep ourselves watching and we'll be cheering you on. So thank you so much for sharing your time with us and for sharing your experience.
Yeah, I had a great time. Thank you all so much for having me.
Thanks to our listeners. Check out the show notes at fitbod.me/podcast for all the details from this episode. Download the Fitbod app from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Use the promo code BUILT for a 14-day free trial. We'd love to hear from you. Leave us a comment and a rating on your favorite podcast network. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.